fan of the government.
30 on 30.
I'm not a big fan of the government.
30 on 30 on 30.
I'm not a big fan of the government.
30, 30, 30.
I'm not a big fan of the government. Not a big fan. Not a big fan of the government.
No, I'm not a big fan of the government.
On 30 on 30 on 30.
No, I'm not a big fan of the government.
On 30 on 30 on 30.
No, I'm not a big fan of the government.
On 30 on 30 on 30.
Welcome back to We Are Douchebags, the show where we are douchebags. I'm your host, CJ Squilliam. My gender pronouns are they, them, and I identify as race, gender, and horribly sick fluid.
Hello, my name is Pavez and Pavement. My gender pronouns are concrete because I'm rock hard, and I fuck with Down syndrome.
I'm Andre. My pronouns are that nigga, and I identify as five cheese garlic bread.
Five cheese? So, like, the garlic bread has five cheeses on it?
Yeah.
Did you have garlic bread before we started, or it was just something that's on your mind?
Something that's on my mind.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. But before we get into anything, I bet you're wondering why there's a week-long gap in between episodes. Or 2 weeks, I suppose.
Yeah.
I am wondering, actually.
You're not wondering?
I am wondering, actually.
Oh. Well, I wonder why also. Do you mind explaining yourself, Pave?
Well, what I recall is giving CJ a day's notice and letting him know to get someone else to fill in for me and then just to send me their audios and then I would work on them, which was what I said. Then come to find out, these fucks didn't record at all, so somehow it's my fault.
Yeah.
What was your excuse for missing the show, though?
Colonoscopy appointment. I don't want to talk about it on the show.
No, you have to talk about it.
Okay.
Because so now this is permanently part of the lore.
Bro, I couldn't help it, okay? It was an appointment. I couldn't fucking miss it. I told you a day in advance that I need this appointment. I need to get cleaned out. But no.
Do you know how hard it is to get people to come on We Are Douchebags a day in advance?
You know how hard it is to reschedule a fucking appointment?
Okay, why did you not schedule it for Thursday? Or literally, there's 7 days in a week. Okay, we'll say that you can't schedule anything for the weekends because most doctor's offices are closed on the weekends.
Yeah.
That gives you 4 other days that you could have done it at any other time during the day, and you had to put it at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Listen, I don't know if the fucking doctor I was with was against us. He was a Jew, by the way. That was the only day I could get for my colonoscopy. So you're going to stay here and then come, like, yell at me about it? It's not my fault you couldn't get someone else on the show.
You couldn't go to a different doctor?
No, I couldn't. Not where I'm
at. My colonoscopy doctor is a black dude.
That must be nice.
Yeah. And he lets me schedule whenever I want.
Well, you know what? Maybe I should switch doctors, but I can't really when I'm not living in the same place as you.
You know, you come out here every once in a while. Just schedule them for your vacations.
Yeah, I should. You know what, man? Maybe you're right. Maybe I should stop seeing that Jew.
Yeah, what were you going to say, Andre?
I don't even remember.
Oh.
When do you ever...
Excellent input, Andre.
Yeah,
we expect nothing less around here.
Must have not been that important.
All right, bro.
So, I would just like to issue an apology. Pave, did you ever send me the episode back?
I don't think I did. No, I forgot, to be honest.
Okay, so now there's a 3-week gap between episodes.
Oh, shit. Well, I mean, people that saw it. So, but it was out for a few days. We gave them enough time.
It is, that one's more so my fault, because apparently threatening the U.S. military is not a good idea.
Oh, you think?
Apparently, if you threaten the U.S. military, they take that shit pretty seriously, and you can get in trouble for that.
What a bunch of fucking snowflakes.
Okay, I want to do it again. I'm so close to doing it again.
Listen, I don't know how they got my phone number. They just called me saying, take it down. And then, like, that was it. That's all I got.
And then, here's the thing. They know what the fuck they're doing because they were up at 11 p.m. flying their jets in the morning again.
Dude.
Again. What do they want me to say? They want me to be happy? Oh, thank you so much, my tax dollars, for not letting me sleep, even though you could fly at literally any other point during the day when there's still sun out. Thank you so much.
I don't think that would at all, like, give you reason to shoot them down, though.
Allegedly. Allegedly. Okay, in Minecraft.
Yeah.
In Minecraft.
We have to say that now.
No, you know what? Fuck them, no, dude. Wait. Fuck them. Fuck the troops for not letting me sleep and for interrupting when we record.
Yeah.
Oh, god damn it, I want to say some shit so bad, but I don't want to. I'm shaking my fist right now at those big old jets in the sky.
Do you want access to anti-aircraft artillery?
If I could get that, like, in-game specifically, that would make me very happy.
I got a plug in Pakistan.
Damn.
You're deep with it, huh?
Yeah, wait, you need your own form of transportation, though.
I'm going to do next time is, allegedly, I'm going to, as a joke, this is a joke, I wouldn't actually do this, because doing this would actually be illegal, so I wouldn't want to do it anyways, because I don't want to get in trouble. I think I'd probably buy, like, a really, really strong laser from Amazon, or a giant flashlight. You know those, like, flashlights where you turn it on and it basically creates the sun?
Yeah.
Like, I would buy one of those, or a laser, and I would just point it at the airplanes. I think that would be really lights. Funny. Oh, you did?
Yeah, the 1,000 lumen, give me your money.
Yeah, you should, as a joke, mail it over to me.
Yeah, sure. You'll just have to pay for shipping, though, allegedly.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
And we'll be using UPS, really, allegedly.
That would be a really funny joke.
And then we're going to send it to a decoy house, allegedly.
We'll send it 5 blocks down, but I'll be there when they drop it off so I could, like, steal it, allegedly.
Yeah. I would just take that laser and point it at furries' eyes.
Furries?
Yeah.
They probably just start chasing it.
God damn it, babe.
I smash him in the head with a hammer.
Put it right at your feet. Put the dot right at your feet and then curb stomp them.
Dude, holy shit.
Exactly. Follow that.
Alright, so what do we hate this week? You guys go first.
I'll go first. Yeah, since Andre's going to take forever to come up with something, but I hate people with, like, the downs, like, really the downies, man. I had an incident.
Again?
Self-hatred is not healthy.
You're funny, Megan. Anyways. There's this new McDonald's that just opened up, and, like, sometimes when I wake up early before I go to the gym, I like to get a McMuffin, you know? Like, they're good. They're nice. Small snack. Yeah. And then it's this fucking down kid. He's Asian too, so it doesn't help him at all. He's like, look, like, he's so awkward to talk to. He'll drool sometimes. He has an underbite, big ass underbite. And, like,
dude, you're not a hero for roasting an actual person with Down syndrome. You know that, right?
I do.
You're just kind of a dickhead.
Like, wait. Let me say. He's messed up my order at least 4 times. Every time
I've been there. Yeah, no shit. Okay. So, have you ever thought about going to a different McDonald's, bro?
No.
What is he, SpongeBob? Is it only him in the kitchen? How did he fuck it up 4 times? How did he specifically make your order 4 times?
Why are you going when he's still there, bro?
I don't expect him there. Like, it's always random parts of the day.
He is not whipping up your meal every time you come by.
But he's there every time I come by.
I think it's some other people, and they just don't give a fuck, and they fuck up your order because they think it would be funny to pin it on him.
You think so?
Yeah, but continue your story, dickhead. What happened this time?
Oh. This motherfucker gave my food to someone else. And that's fun, yeah, I had to go through. I literally looked at him, and he's like, "What's your order?" I was like, I think it was what you just gave them, and I showed him my receipt. He was like, "Oh my god, yeah, okay." And then I'll be right back, and then fucking, I had to wait 15 more minutes for my food to come out, and then I got
that
it.
That sounds adorable.
Nigga, you ordered 2 sausage McMuffins. It did not take you 15 minutes.
There was a big ass fucking line, dude. What do you think? I was waiting in the fucking parking lot in the first place.
They gave your food to someone else, yes, and they put you in the back of the line.
Dude, that's crazy. No, because this retard goes to the wrong car every fucking time, dude. It's not the first time. Every time, like, I have to wait in the parking lot, they send this fucking kid out, and he always goes to, like, 3 different cars before going to mine.
Oh my god, bro.
You just gotta be patient, man.
I think you just gotta go to a different McDonald's. That sounds like that's on you. I don't blame that dude. That's on you.
Stop showing up when he's scheduled.
I don't know when he's scheduled. I think he works, like,
every... What time of the day? What time of the day was it?
Today I was at 9 a.m.
breakfast, so probably... Okay, yeah, in the morning.
9 a.m.? Yeah. So show up at... X and L, probably not for a while.
Yeah, you fucking think.
So show up at 7 p.m. or something. What? And get your breakfast.
You said he's always there. The thing is, he's probably so exhausted because McDonald's has a history of abusing disabled workers and scheduling them for overly long times. So not only are you bullying him, but you're making his life worse because he's already a corporate wage slave.
What am I doing? I'm just talking bad about him. It's not like I fucking ran
out of my car. I'm only talking bad about this poor disabled guy who cannot defend himself. You know what? I hope he beats your ass next time he sees you.
I highly doubt it.
Down syndrome beating up Pave part 2.
It's gonna happen again.
Yeah. I hope it happens again. Because you're a dickhead and you deserve it.
Ah, man. Get her done.
Get her done. Okay.
You wouldn't be this charged, Squilliam, if he was Jewish.
Yeah, honestly. That's true. If he was a Jewish kid with Down syndrome.
Yeah, if it was a Jewish kid with Down syndrome, I might, like, support you in your endeavor.
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't be with your fucking beliefs. I'm sorry.
Oh, and you said he was Asian, so he knows Kung Fu. He'll definitely beat your ass. Dude.
He's it's got just like elementary all over
and
again.
And that? Like, what?
I don't think...
Wait, what if he didn't have Down syndrome and he's just Asian?
He's just a fat Asian kid?
Dude.
Yeah.
Well, then, if he doesn't have Down syndrome, then just fuck him in general. That's it.
Okay, if he doesn't have Down syndrome, then yeah, I'll defend you, Pave. But you're bullying a Down syndrome kid right now, which is pretty fucked up.
Hey, man, I don't care.
I like Ooh, to beat what them a big over the man. Head with okay. a stick. Yeah,
you make fun of me all the time, and you call it a big thing. Come on.
That gave me chills.
What gave you chills?
What Pave just said, that was so badass.
That he doesn't give a fuck?
Yeah.
Dude, it took you too long to react to that.
He's sighing again, don't worry. But
oh my god, Pave, why is he not?
Dude, I am not!
Pave, first of all, if you made fun of me, that would be punching down because I'm shorter than you. But I make fun of you, so I only punch up.
Oh, fucking shit, you're right.
Exactly.
It's not my fault. Like, you were genetically nerfed.
Tell that to my abs, bro. Okay, Andre, what do you hate this week?
Products of incest.
Who the what? Fuck do you know that's a product of incest?
I see quite a few, man. Bro, Indiana is ridiculous.
Oh my god. Who have you been talking to this? Okay, what? Like people at your job?
Yeah, in public in general. I've seen a couple public sightings of incest creature.
How do you know they're incest creatures?
The way they look with their parents, they just look like they procreated with their like cousin or something, man.
So they're kids.
They're drooling, they're making noises. No, there's some like 30-year-old. I've seen a 30-year-old one or like 40. They look pretty old.
They're drooling and
Yeah, and like they walk weird. You could tell because their parents always look clap, and then they just look like disabled.
Did they do anything to you, or you just hate seeing them?
Nah, it just kind of creeps me out.
What about it? I mean, yeah, I guess it is pretty creepy. If I came across a product of incest, I think I'd be a little bit freaked out too. I'd be like, ew, dude, what the fuck?
I don't think I've ever seen a product of incest, or maybe I didn't like realize because they look like they have Down syndrome sometimes. So maybe I just like thought of it as just having Down syndrome.
You have beef with Downs people. You bring it back to it. Go ahead and get all your fucking hatred out right now.
Okay, well, you made me lose my train of thought. I can't. My train of hate. Whatever it was. Wait, can you remind me again?
I think you have Downs.
You're talking about me, huh? Aggie.
You were talking about how you don't know if you've seen products of incest. Oh, yeah. You've seen, like, people who look like they have Downs, but you just thought they had Downs.
Yeah, probably. That's it.
That's all you were gonna say?
Yeah. Then I forgot what I said.
God damn it, I hate you. You fucking piece of garbage. God damn. Is that it, Andre? Is that all you hate?
Yeah.
Andre. Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. What do I hate? This week, I hate being sick. Piv.
Yeah. Sucks, man.
Remember when I made fun of you for being a pussy for being sick?
Yeah.
I stand by that. Fuck you. I'm rolling right through this shit.
You didn't sound like it earlier. I mean, sounded like...
No, I'm not a big fan of the government.
I'm 30. You sounded like you needed a respirator or something.
You sound like... I sounded like what?
You needed a respirator or something. Like, you were dying. You looked over at me and then you were like, I need ketamine.
I need my inhaler.
That's just me in general. I always need ket. But... I was going to the gym. I spread my AIDS over there too. I sneezed on all the equipment so that I could strengthen the immune system of the people there.
I'm sure they're all glad that you did that.
And I worked too. I didn't take no days off because I'm not a pussy. What else did I do? I cooked all by myself. But
you got germs all over your feet too.
I hate being sick just because it's like a nuisance. Like, I hate waking up with a headache and a stuffy nose that I have right now. And the other thing I hate too is the government, which is why we opened up saying, no, I'm not a big fan of the government.
I'm 30.
And because the stupid government made us take down that last video or the podcast.
Yeah.
Fuck cool both government. Those things. Huh?
Not cool, government. Do better.
Yeah, fuck you guys. That's why I commit tax fraud.
Did you do it this year?
Not yet. Probably soon, though.
Hmm. You have until April.
Yeah, you gotta get on that.
Oh, shit. You're right. I only have a month to commit tax fraud.
Yeah.
I mean, I could spice it up and commit tax evasion this year.
Hmm. I think you'd have a better chance doing tax fraud.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense. I'll just put on a bunch of, like...
numbers.
Bullshit deductions that I didn't actually do.
Yeah, I actually earned $3,000 in tax money this year, even though I didn't work.
You're a bitch. Fuck you.
That's crazy.
Hang on, I'm gonna blow my nose. You guys talk.
So, yeah. Well, anyways, as I was saying, you know, tax fraud. I think people should take advantage of the government. You know, why not? They've been downplaying us all this time as ever since we've been here, basically.
I agree.
Ever since I spawned. I've been a pawn. Why not? Of the shit country.
Why not fuck them over a little bit?
Wholehearted. Piv, this might be the only W you've ever taken.
I've done a couple.
Literally.
The only W stance you've ever taken in your life.
Thank you. With that being said.
Earl said thank you.
I can't wait for Joe Biden to be the next president.
Hey, get her done.
Get her done.
This podcast and Street Speak both endorse Joe Biden for 2024.
Joe Biden approves this message.
Right, Andre?
Fuck Joe Biden.
You don't support Joe Biden? You don't support him?
He's old, man.
So what? Who's your presidential? He's senile. Who's your candidate? Who's your candidate?
The orange racist man?
Skibbity Toilet?
That's not a candidate.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, man. And whatever. 2 out of 3 members on both podcasts support Joe Biden. So we stand by it.
Oh, God. Get to learning. You're not black unless you vote for Joe Biden.
Oh, that's true. Fuck. I love it. That's my king. That's my president.
No, so my whole thing this year is that I'm going to vote for Biden because I want him to be the first president to get a bidillion votes.
Bidillion?
Fuck does that mean? Is that supposed to be some kind of number?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a thing. We don't even have that many people.
So many dead people are going to vote for him. They're going to have to invent a new number, and it's going to be a bidillion votes.
Sounds like a lot of number.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
I remember when I was in, like, first grade, I, like, had this big-ass dictionary that had a bunch of random information in it, and it had, like, a list of all the numbers, like, all the illions at the end of it. And I thought it was so smart because I would be like, yeah, this... I have a centillion IQ. Or like quintillion. I was all these aliens. Like I knew way more than everybody else because of that little dictionary I had.
Dude, you thought you were so high and mighty.
Yeah.
But were you the fastest in PE?
No, I never was. However, I am now ripped. So I made up for it.
That's true. I wonder like, how many elementary kids you can, like, fight.
How many elementary kids I could beat up?
Yeah.
I mean, they're probably the same size as me, so maybe they'd stand a chance.
Yeah. Honestly, I forgot to take in the height thing. I think maybe, they have 3.
Yeah, they have a reach advantage.
Yeah. 3, but, like, 1 at a time.
1 at a time? You think I'd be tired out by the 3rd one?
Yeah. I think they'd, like, get you pretty well.
Like, the 4th one would kick my ass, or, like...
The 4th one would finish the job.
Oh, okay. I could see that. I think... Yeah, these elementary school kids are getting pretty big these days.
Yeah, with all the Prime they've been drinking.
All the Prime. Ooh. Logan Paul's been feeding them straight steroids.
Dude, honestly, look at him. Ain't no way he's natty.
I've been... Okay, so speaking of Logan Paul, this week... I've been on a WWE kick, and I really regret not having watched it as a kid, because I think that shit is so awesome.
Are you really?
I'm a 23-year-old man just barely getting into WWE, and I think it's the fucking funniest shit in the world. I think it's so awesome. That's
crazy. It's about fucking time, Jesus.
Dude, the Rey Mysterio storyline with his son is insane.
Dude, you should have seen it, like, back then. His son was in the WWE, but there was like a fucking custody battle with him and some other
wrestler. Yeah, no, that's what I watched. I literally watched that with my sisters last night.
That shit him was so funny.
Him and fucking Eddie Guerrero fighting in a ladder match for custody of their kid. That is the hardest thing I've ever heard in my life. And then 20 years later, his son hates him and they battle against each other. I was on the edge of my seat the entire time.
Dude, you only say that because you can kind of relate to him on wanting to fight your dad or something.
That's true. I mean, I related to it and I was like, is this what would happen if I fought my dad?
What about the goth babe that's like with him all the time?
That bitch is so... I've been getting a lot of pictures of her in my Instagram feed, not because I like her, but because I'm looking at all the WWE shit now. She is highly overrated. She is a goth muscle mommy, but she's not super hot. She's all right, I guess.
I mean, she has a little bit of a butter face, but I think her body and her like ability to lift up anyone over 200 pounds speaks for itself.
I'm fucking.
You said I'm hitting. Have you seen her, Andre? Yeah. You think she's hot, Rhea Ripley?
She's not hot, but
you'd hit.
It's not bad looking. Yeah, got some nice proportions.
I think that Yeah, from certain angles. She used to be hotter when she was younger. I saw videos, like, showcasing her career. And then before, she was honestly, like, pretty before she took on the whole goth dommy mommy personality. But now, it's like, nah, not my thing.
CJ, would you ever become a wrestler?
Fuck yeah. After seeing that, that would be so awesome.
I want to become your, like, the new persona be?
I want to be the new Mysterio.
The new Mysterio?
Yeah. No, okay. What would my persona be? Fuck. Yeah. I don't even know. That's a good ass question. What would my persona be?
You should have one, just be like a racist person that's all like MAGA and shit.
Oh, that would be awesome. Like a racist dude.
Yeah.
Like I could be I would be an amazing heel.
They had that, but it didn't do too well because Donald Trump wasn't like, I'm pretty sure if they tried that angle like now with Donald Trump like about to go for re-election, I feel like that would sell so much.
No, I don't know. You guys need to help me make my WWE persona. What do you guys think I would? I was thinking like a mad scientist. I don't know.
Dude, what?
How would you even go about that?
Yeah, how the like, fuck you even like what? How does that correlate to anything?
I would be like a mad scientist who takes a bunch of steroids and is trying to like I don't know, like, sell my steroids to fucking Vince McMahon.
Are you, like, fucking Bane?
Oh, that's what I would be. I would be, like, the anti-Mysterio. I would be, like, literally Bane. Yeah.
Bro.
Or, like, and, like, my parents, I killed my parents because I had roid rage.
That's your story?
Yeah.
Well, I was gonna say, for the racist angle, you should have, had, like, a Rey Mysterio mask on, but it's, like, the Confederate flag colors.
Oh, that would be awesome. Just has the pattern.
I don't think that'd even get on TV, man. I'm gonna be honest.
Get it done.
What would it be, Andre? What would my WWE persona be then?
I feel like you should be kind of like Edge, like the pretty boy,
the rated R superstar.
Yeah, but like you're agile and like.
Mm.
You're basically like Rey Mysterio flying around everywhere.
No, that would be Jeff Hardy.
I'd be like Rey Mysterio too.
No.
I think I could pull off like a pretty boy angle.
Or John Morrison.
John Morrison?
Yeah, do you know who that is, Andre?
No.
Oh my god. Just look him up. Look up his theme song. That's like literally you.
Hold on, that's literally me.
Yeah, like let me look it up.
Okay, I see this guy. He's got glasses and he looks like a badass. I think that is me. He's got shredded abs.
Here we go. Watch this.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna hit these moves now.
You can schmoo.
He got swag.
Yeah, I think that's me. I could do that.
Yeah, he was recently in a boxing match. A YouTuber boxing match.
Who was he fighting?
Do you know that fucking Epic Mealtime dude? The one with the big beard?
The big guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he fought
fucking
him.
Knocked him out.
Oh, shit!
John Morrison, don't play around.
God damn! Fuck, I would hope so. But, anyways... Okay, I think we've spent enough time lollygagging. What did we talk about last episode?
I think we talked about racial slurs, the best racial slurs, as a matter of fact.
And what one?
I don't want to say it.
Andre? Did he die?
You know, the only time Nigger? We ever need... there we go.
Yeah, the N-word
one. Just wanted to give a dramatic pause.
Said it like it was a fart.
Okay. So, oh shit, I forgot to hide the mystery category.
Bro.
Okay. So this week, because your beloved, handsome, muscular, sexy,
right,
intelligent, hilarious, wonderful, incredibly nice, handsome, good looking, host has gotten a horrible illness this week we're going to be ranking horrible illnesses. So, from the least horrible to the most horrible, we have scurvy, diabetes, explosive diarrhea, alcoholism, autism, re-vitiligo, homosexuality, AIDS, the common cold / flu, and cancer. And up at the top, the attributes we have for the week are speech, intellect, reading, wits, bioweapon, bloodline, niggatry, penis size, survivability, cure, Twitter support, sad movie scene, comedy, PTO, and WAD experience, aka We Are Douchebags experience. Do we have any questions about any of the categories for the week?
Can you explain to me re-vitiligo, please?
That's the horrible disease that Uncle Ruckus has, where it slowly and horribly turns you into a darker-skinned individual over many, many years.
That's honestly really scary. Imagine, like, your entire life being white and, like, pure. And then, like, one day you wake up and you look at your hands. It's, like, just black spots and it just starts growing and growing and you can't do anything to stop it.
Yeah, that's
it's the same thing about normal vitiligo.
What, you're a nice, beautiful, melanated man and then you turn into
disgusting white creature.
Disgusting, pale individual.
Looks like the mirror makes me gag.
Okay, very strong words there, Andre.
Yeah, Jesus.
My fault. Dude, getting ahead of myself.
Have some class, jeez.
Yeah, it's okay. Any other questions for the categories?
What does PTO mean?
Oh, paid time off. That's how likely you are to get paid time off for that illness.
You should know that, Andre. You have a job.
Well, I didn't know if it, like, meant something else.
What could it have meant?
Nigga, I don't know. Penis, trouble, or oregano. I don't know. It could have meant literally anything.
All right, penis, man. Whatever you want to say.
Penile trauma. Penile traumatic.
Origami.
Origami. Yeah. I have to make it a medical term. Penile traumatic osmosis. Beautiful. Okay. Any other questions?
Nope.
That's it.
You guys know what scurvy is?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Because I just put it on there because I remember that song from SpongeBob with Pink where she's
we
like...
We got scurvy!
Yeah! We got scurvy! That one. And they're like, we need a lemon tree or whatever. So... That's why I put that there.
That scurvy song was annoying as fuck.
It was really annoying. I hated it. And her dyke ass, like, really weirded me out as a kid. There was this music video that came out with her recently. And I saw it at the gym probably last year. And it was the worst thing I've ever seen because it's just so cringy. She's dressed like a fucking, like a teenager. And... She's like a 60-year-old woman. So it really, like... I don't know. It weirded me out. And there's this one part in the music video where she, like, gets on the floor and, like, throws a tantrum. I'm like, what?
What the fuck?
So gross.
You know what that reminds me of? When you what? Say dressed like a teen... Have you ever seen, okay, Hannah Montana, the show?
Yes.
What was that kid's... The guy's name? He played a fucking teenager, but he was over 40.
That dude who was, like, actually, like, 30 years old playing a teen... Yeah, the thing is, I completely bought that he was a teenager, though. He just has a youthful face.
Dude. Are you talking about the dude that played her brother?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was in another... old. He was in Kicking It after that.
Yeah.
How does he look younger in Kicking It than he did in fucking Hannah Montana? That's what I want to figure out.
Oh, his age caught up to him. He's 46 now.
Oh my god.
He's 5'5". He's shorter than me. Poor guy.
That dude was in fucking teenager magazines in the front cover for some reason.
Oh my gosh.
Dude.
What's this guy doing now? I wonder what his net worth is. Super Buddies. Phil of the Future. Oh, Moises Arias. That guy is a fiend. He's only 5'1". Oh my god, I would have killed myself.
Jesus.
Isn't that the dude that played Rico?
Yeah.
Oh. Was it Rico or the other dude?
No, it was Rico. It was Rico.
Okay.
Remember Mitchell Musso?
Yeah, I'm looking
that's
at
who pictures I was, that's him. Who I was thinking of just now.
He's kind of a stud.
Not if he kept the same haircut.
No. Right now, he looks like a stud.
Oh my god.
Hold on.
Let me look that haircut 20... was swag.
That was peak 2010.
Oh god.
Okay, there's a mugshot of him.
Just don't get it.
Never mind.
Do you think he was like forced to keep that haircut?
Yeah. I'd argue, yeah.
Probably.
He's on Spotify now. What is this guy doing? Okay, anyways. So,
yeah, anyways.
We're saying this more towards like the end of the episode, but the other day I was on our website and looking at like the statistics and shit. One of our most dedicated fans is in Sweden.
What?
Yeah, we have 30 downloads from Sweden, so that means they've listened to every episode. So whoever you are, I want to like shout you out because that's fucking awesome. Dude, we have a fan in Sweden.
That's awesome.
Who's listened to every episode. Bro, I want to get you on the show. Reach out to us on Instagram or on Twitter, wherever. I want you on the show and I want to talk to you.
Be that fucked is up.
What?
Yeah, Down syndrome.
Oh no.
That'd be, if he does, like, I take back everything I've ever said. Just for you to be on.
You can't
on
take
show.
It back. You can't.
No.
Like, can't
yeah, don't like be that. A pussy. Don't be a bitch. I hope he has Down syndrome. Because then maybe you'll feel bad.
You know what? Maybe. Maybe I'll feel bad. Maybe I'll laugh. I don't know. We're going to have him on the show and find out.
Yeah. There's only one way to find out.
Yeah. Hit us up on Instagram, please. Or somewhere. Dude, I need to get you on. All right? I don't care how we do it. I want to talk to you. I want to hear your silly little accent.
It's fucking no, PewDiePie.
Yet. Imagine it's PewDiePie.
Dude.
No, wait, he's living in Japan now, right?
Yeah, he's in Japan.
Yeah, it would show in Japan. He's just using a VPN to look like he's in Sweden.
What if the guy would just had a VPN that's downloading?
Holy
he
shit.
He looks like he's from Sweden.
We have a play in Japan. What if that's him?
Oh my god.
It's gotta be PewDiePie.
It has to be PewDiePie. Who else would it be?
PewDiePie. If you have listened to our show, you need to put a hidden message in your next video so that we know. Say something like, just literally say CJ Squilliam. Because it's like vague enough where people think it's just a funny name you made up. But then I will know. Be like, man, this CJ Squilliam is a funny little guy and like point at your dogs or something, but I'll know.
A little bit of a reach there, but yeah, make CJ's day. It's a Make-A-Wish kid, please.
No, it's not. I just need to know if PewDiePie watches our videos or our podcast.
That'd be cool.
Okay, it is cool, but we need to get into the numbers now.
Okay, yeah.
Jeez, we're like 40 minutes in.
Jesus.
Why is the wits for Revitalago at 7?
So I feel like they used to be white, so they used to be like witty and smart, but as they slowly turn black, like their wits go down. But I think the only person who I've ever seen that has Revitalago is Uncle Ruckus, and he's still pretty witty after being cursed with such a horrible disease.
You know, I was going to say, why is the tree at Revitalago at a -6? What is that?
Tree for Revitalago. That was a misprint.
Hey, how the fuck? There you
20.
Go.
20.
Okay.
Perfect. Damn, it's max.
I mean, I could put it down to 19 because they weren't always that way, but it slowly happened. So there's an argument to be made that it could be lower. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think it's perfect.
That's
where
fair.
It stands. Because no matter what.
I agree, 19.
19?
You're a bitch.
Okay.
I was hoping you were going to say it.
You're just upset that you don't have Revitalago for your gray skin.
You were just born that way, Andre.
Yeah, it's okay, man.
No, I wasn't.
How were you born?
I transformed into this.
What the... were you born with vitiligo?
No.
Because you've been black as long as I've known you. Then what happened?
He's gone.
I don't think... We don't have enough time to get into this. The long story.
No, I want to hear it. You need to work on your improv, man.
Yeah, you're very slow.
No.
Piv, did you... You took theater with me, right? Yeah, I did. So you and me both have good improv skills.
Oh, yeah, we do.
But he... So he didn't take...
gay as fuck.
Yeah, but look who's a better actor now, retard.
Yeah, faggot.
Look who does better on the spot. Look who does better on the spot. Because we did good improv practice.
Andre, you'd be the type to throw up during a play.
Get nervous.
Was actually you. Shaking on stage. Stuttering. All the lights on you. Pissing yourself.
That never happened.
They had to turn the lights off. And turn them on someone else. Because you were so embarrassed.
You got yanked by the long broom handle, bro. Come on.
I would have thrown tomatoes at you.
What's the fuck?
Okay.
Jesus, man.
So, why is explosive diarrhea on here? Is that an illness?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's like the number one cause of death worldwide.
I think the, for that.
Are you in this info?
I think
and
survivability should go down.
Should go down for explosive diarrhea?
Yeah.
I mean, I survive it. Sosa survives
it. But you're talking about explosive where they blow up, no?
Oh, that's true. So they explode as they have diarrhea?
Yeah. Mm. So it's in the name.
It's in the name? What do you think it should go down to?
They should go down to, like, maybe a 2. Probably be, like, like paralyzed for their entire life after getting... Or after exploding, but...
Their midsection just explodes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very survivable.
Or no, they're just their ass, so they're left like, hold up.
Like that episode of SpongeBob where
yes,
dude SpongeBob. Had a giant piece of his ass ripped out.
Oh my god.
That's what happens when you have explosive. That's what it feels like sometimes, fuck.
Why would you tell me that?
Like this?
Now I'm freaking out.
For those wondering, he sent the picture of the dude with the giant chunk of his ass fucking ripped out. Have you guys seen those fish who actually have like a giant chunk of their body missing because it got beat, like got eaten?
Yeah,
and they're just swimming around
I saw one that was like bitten by a seal.
Yeah, that's insane to me, dude. Imagine walking around with just a giant chunk taken out of your abdomen.
Take that like a champ.
Or imagine getting eaten by a bear and getting like peeled alive. Like in that one video.
Eaten by a bear and getting peeled alive?
You've never what seen videos? That video of that bear where he grabbed the fish and he just started peeling it while I was still alive?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that shit. Nature is fucking scary, bro.
Yeah, and vegans have like the dam to like tell us we can't kill these animals that have like more than enough strength to kill us.
Exactly. You guys think you could take, like, a cow in a fight?
A cow?
Yeah.
Do I have, like, weapons?
No, just your bare hands.
Oh, my God. Give me, like...
Probably not, man.
I think I could take a cow. Just punch it in the face.
As it's running right at you?
You just gotta...
Motherfucker gonna trample you.
This ain't punch just, out, bro. Just,
like, do a little, like, a roll. Like, a side roll. You'll be good.
It's playing Dark Souls. Dodge it.
Okay, or you just stand firmly in place, and then as it's coming, you just swing as hard as you... That'll knock its ass out.
Or you just jump perfectly, so, like, you just go over it.
You land on top.
You do, like, a cool flip as you're doing it.
Oh, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
the U.S. military doesn't want you to know the combat effectiveness of backflips during fights.
You know, I don't think I've ever seen anyone, like, pull off a backflip during a fight. Actually, no. One time in the UFC, but he ended up losing, so.
I'm pretty sure there was one video of a dude who, like...
What's his name? Bro, that guy is so funny.
Michael Pereira?
Yeah.
That dude is so fucking funny.
Have you seen him fight, Squillian?
No, I've never seen him fight. What's he do?
Okay, we're watching a highlight reel after the...
Yeah. Okay, that what makes him funny though?
You'll see.
Bro, he just does random flips and fights. he'll like jump off the walls and like lunge at you.
Okay, that sounds like some shit. In a
video game.
Sounds like some shit I would do. See, if I was a fighter, I would do retarded shit like that all the time.
Oh god, I get very entertaining.
Like. I was talking with Arthur one time, and I told him that I was gonna become, like, a professional fighter. He was like, okay, buddy. And I was like, what, you don't think I'd be a good fighter? And then he said, I think you'd be an entertaining personality. So he basically told me I'd get my ass beat, but I'd be fun to watch.
That's a crazy way to put that.
Holy shit, damn. That fucking, dang. You'd be an entertainer.
Yeah, he said I would be a very entertaining person. He literally didn't even answer the question of if I would be a good fighter. He just, yeah, you'd be an entertaining personality. The thing is, I can't even say he's wrong. I feel the exact same way.
Should, like, tell him as entertaining as the PHP program he was a part of?
Shut up, Jesus.
That's my first time I bring it up, dude. Fuck you.
We need to get their leader on the show. We need to get their leader on the show.
Well,
Victor? My boy Victor.
Is that his name? Yeah, we need Victor on the show.
Yeah, we need to have him talk and, like, say we're, like, a really professional podcast that talk about money. Mm. Have him on and just, like, talk, like, just basically bring down his, like, organization and talk shit about it.
Oh, you know what? I think we could actually do that. If I made a fake email, like, what's a popular, like, I'm going to look up top financial podcast.
I think we can get in trouble for impersonating, but go ahead.
Like, okay, let's say the Clark Howard podcast, right? This is some random podcast I found right now.
Yeah.
I could just make a clarkhoward@gmail.com, hit him up and be like, hey, I would like to have you on my show where we discuss finances or whatever.
Yeah.
And just... I feel like that would actually be easy. I feel like there's a lot of people we could trick by doing shit like that. You think we'd get sued, or you think they'd, like, not give a fuck?
As long as it's not a real company, I don't know, to be honest. But if you were to, like, use an already existing, like, IP or business, then yeah, you can probably get sued. But I mean, if they don't do their research and find out that it's, like, not a real thing, then they don't do it. Then so what? But if they do it,
but I mean, this is
their fault.
It's how they trick people. Like, fucking, those guys are fucking douchebags, bro. They have such big egos. It would be so easy to get one of them on the show because they just want to spread their shitty fucking pyramid schemes.
Yeah, and hopefully try and get more money.
And it's not like they're going to verify. If we have an email that says clarkhowardpodcast@gmail.com, they're not going to vet that. They're not going to know. They're going to be like, oh, this huge podcast wants me on. I'm going to go. Little do they know, it's us with 4 monthly listeners because we went back down from 5.
Sorry, what?
Nothing, man.
Yeah, well, nothing.
What? I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Sorry, I kind of left my mind for like a second and I've... like, literally, don't even know what you said.
I was just talking about how we could scam people into coming onto the show.
You know what?
Oh, we're going to have a guest in, like, 2 weeks, I think.
To who?
Some chick from the Who's Right Discord.
Really?
But she's like, their e-girl. Yeah.
She's their e-girl?
Basically. What the fuck? Is it the 23rd or the 30th? I don't even remember when I made the appointment.
How the fuck did you get her?
She's not really their e-girl. She's just been on their show, like, twice.
Okay. Well, still, how did you get her?
I just texted her.
That's it? Damn.
Yeah.
She did no research whatsoever?
I added her on Discord, and she said, "Hello, who are you?" I said, "I am CJ of We Are Douchebags Global Fame. You want to come on my show, LOL?" And then she said, "I thought it was We Are Assholes." And I said... I said, "We're the woke reboot, aka the better version." Okay, yeah, so she said the 29th. Yeah, we're having a guest on the 29th.
Okay, on the 29th.
Yeah. It's so funny. You're like, "How did you get her?" Like, she's some huge get. And it's literally just a person on their Discord.
I'm like, legit, like, how the fuck did you manage to, like, get someone at all?
I don't know. I reached out to the fucking... other We Are Assholes guy on Twitter, and he hasn't gotten back to me yet, but I'm trying to get him.
Who? Andrew?
Yeah, Andrew. Bro, can you guys both spam him?
Both of us? Maybe.
We can try. Both of
you. Sure.
Yeah, just tell him, "Hey, go on We Are Douchebags."
Yeah,
we but anyways. For sure. Yeah, okay, so what else we got?
I wanted to go to cancer. Why the fuck is the intellect so low for cancer?
Because if you get cancer, you're a retard.
If you get cancer, you're a retard. I don't think, like, okay, I don't think anyone has, like, a choice, dude. Well, some do, like, lung cancer, but you're gonna dog on me for they just because they got cancer. Fuck them.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? What are you doing? Like, inhaling asbestos? Like, putting your phone next to, like, plutonium or some shit, giving yourself radiation poisoning? Like, how the fuck
did you do that to yourself?
How the fuck are you so retarded you get I hope I don't get, honestly, cancer is one of the things that scares me most. I do not want fucking cancer, bro, but I'm probably gonna get, like, stomach cancer because I eat like shit.
Yeah, and you shit like shit.
I do, so oh god, that's why I'm dogging on it right now.
That's
so it knows. It knows that I'm not scared of it.
It's fair.
Even though I just said I was. But, yeah, so I think that's a good place. 3 for intellect, because cancer patient retards are retarded.
All right, and...
why are the wits so high, then?
Because there was probably a lot of people who were born, like, cancers, who were smart before... or, like, who are smart. Like the like the astrology sign.
Yeah.
Like, there's probably some geniuses in there.
I thought about it like that.
Yeah.
Why is the Twitter support only out of 5?
Because nobody really talks about cancer anymore.
Yeah, they're mostly talking about Palestine.
Yeah, and if you go on, like, any social media... and you see, like, a picture of a sick kid, it's like, "Oil up, I'm gonna be there in 5. So people don't really care anymore.
Bro, Instagram comments are so out of place. Like, they're so fucking wild for no reason.
They're so funny now, dude. It's, like, insane. I was like, I don't know what happened over the past few months where Instagram just became the most toxic place on earth.
I'm gonna touch you, little nigga.
Basically, bro.
Get a job, little nigga.
They just bully random kids on there. But honestly, they just, if you have your kid on Instagram, they kind of deserve to get bullied, because social media isn't for kids.
And then when they do, like, midgets, "Good job, micro-sized nigga."
Good job, micro-sized nigga. My favorite is when it's some black dude doing something, and it's like... a white dude in the comments, "Good job, dark nigga." Or, like, "Good job, welfare nigga."
Or they start, like, a fucking gif or a gif chain.
With, like, the N.
The N, I.
Yeah, yeah.
And then sometimes you'll get The Rock, like, putting his hand up, stopping it.
Only for them to start it again.
Yeah. Well...
you don't even got a dog whistle anymore. You can just straight up be racist on Instagram, and it works out for you.
It's so funny. Yeah, so that one muscly chick who listens to Linkin Park, She never like DM'd me or anything, so that kind of like destroyed my life. My
you just have to spam her. You just have to find out where she works, show up on it like unannounced, hey, and then pull it, like show her like her pictures of herself.
Oh yeah,
that's like my ultimate Riz.
My comment got 971 likes though. Hey. So I'm gonna, when it gets like 1,000, I'm gonna be like, if you don't go out with me, I'm gonna like murder your entire family. Not really. I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna finish that.
You're just barely getting like 1,000 likes on your comment.
What was that one thing you said? It's a wrap, no burrito. Yeah. Shut your autistic ass up, you fucking pussy. It's a wrap.
5,000 people. 5,000 people cannot argue.
No burrito. No burrito. Shut up. Kill yourself.
You just don't understand.
That was so autistic. Finding that in the wild was hilarious.
In the wild?
I was just looking at a random Instagram post and I see you in the comments. You have the top comment. It's a wrap. No burrito. Oh my god.
I did it again recently. I can just send it to you.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you say the same thing?
No. Look, here.
What'd you say?
I'm sending it to you.
My god. It's a wrap. No burrito. Fucking nerd face emoji, bro. God damn.
That shit banged, though.
Yeah.
Bang.
That shit banged in the algorithm.
She's... At 1,938 likes, he has the top comment on this reel. She pissing out of her eyes. And it's a video of a girl crying yellow. That is disgusting. It's not even a clever comment. At least the... it's a wrap, no burrito was funny, but...
But legit, it looks like she's pissing out of her eyes. I just stated that.
It did.
And a lot of people agreed. I might just have to like branch off and do my own thing. I'm getting like banger numbers.
Shut up. Oh, God. That's what you should do. Promote the show in your comments.
And then they find my fucking Instagram. No, thank you.
Actually, I think send me both of those. Never mind. I'm going to respond to those on our Instagram account with like, say like, hey, listen to our podcast.
Yeah, and like they're gonna start fucking figuring out that you're the only one that replies to me.
Yeah, but at least it's more subtle.
I think you should just start doing that, like at the bottom of like OnlyFans girls' like Instagram posts.
Oh, I should. Yeah, I've been slowly gaining clout in the Who's Right Discord because I've been sending pictures of my buff, muscly back.
Damn.
So. I think soon I'm going to start promoting the show in there.
Good. That'd be awesome. By the way, I have to go somewhere. Do you think we can wrap this up?
Are we going to wrap it? No burrito.
Wrap it? No burrito. Dude, it's so funny how you just found that in the wild. Oh my God.
I know.
You didn't even fucking say anything to me.
I just sent it in the fucking group chat and I was like, wow, what a pavoment.
Dude, did you really?
I think I said rare pave W, and then I said pavoment. But anyways, let's go ahead and do the mystery category, and it'll take like 2 seconds because you have to leave. Yes. The mystery category for this week is obesity, a horrible illness. Any last changes that we have to make?
Why is the survivability at 20? Why is the penis size at 20?
Survivability for obesity?
Yup.
Because if you're ever in a situation where you're starving to death, they take way longer to starve to death. And penis size at 20... Because have you ever heard that for every 10 pounds you lose, that's like another inch added to your dick? So they must have massive hogs.
Really?
That's a myth.
Oh, it's a myth? We could put that down then.
Yeah.
-10.
It's been debunked by Mythbuster.
Mythbusters took that myth on?
Yeah.
Did they actually measure themselves?
Yep.
Oh.
They both gained like 200 pounds. in a giant, giant bulking month.
Wow, what a!
And then they just lost all the weight. And what a recorded great the results.
Contribution to science.
Yes, I know. What a sacrifice.
Okay, anything else?
Doing good things over there.
Oh no, I like everything on here, to be honest.
Yeah, okay. We can go ahead and hang on. I'm gonna rig the numbers real quick.
Wait, sad movie scene for obesity? What about the whale?
That movie's funny as fuck.
Okay, yeah, when he died at the end, that was pretty funny.
I've never seen it, but just a movie that's supposed to be sad about a fat person is a really hilarious, like, concept. Okay, so the winner for this week for most horrible illness is the common cold / the flu, aka what I am currently suffering.
Just to let y'all know, cancer was going to win, and then he's just started rigging the numbers.
I mean, cancer fucking can't, snitch, babe.
Cancer can't win. That's so cliche.
But it is really it's horrible. I mean,
not according to this spreadsheet, not as horrible as the common cold / the flu.
All right. I guess numbers don't
backed
lie.
Backed by science.
Yeah, and notice how all of the other diseases are funny except for the common cold / the flu. It's the only one that's not funny. It's comedy as at a negative 20 because it's super duper serious.
Okay. I guess you got me there.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay. Wait, what?
Nothing.
Ever. So... Ooh, got you.
Got him. All
right, I'm putting in my 2 weeks, faggot.
Okay, douchebag.
Alright, thank you guys for listening to this episode of We Are Douchebags. If you're the Swedish guy, I don't know how to
reach
say
out to us. Reach out to me
reach
on
out
Instagram.
To us, please.
Just don't text me at 3. I mean, you're like halfway across the world, I guess, so if it is 3 in the morning, I guess I'll have to like deal with it, but just reach out to us.
Yes, please do.
Yo, if my boy Osion, what's up, man? Glad you found the podcast.
Who?
My Swedish friend Osion from like 10 years ago.
Imagine.
I wouldn't doubt it.
It'd be dope. All right.
Thank you guys for listening. Check out our shit.
Yes, please. Share this to people you don't like. Bye bye.
Oh, yeah, share it. Bye.
Peace. Oh, no.